Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
in the cult, I guess. That's
here's what I tell everyone.
Hillary calls people who love America.
I was born by God's dear grace.
Want to make America great again.
In an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes.
That's right.
And the eagle flies.
America, how are you, friends? Scott Hennin here, Kevin Flynn. We're live at the University of Mary.
Land
with Bismarck, North Dakota, up on the hill. For a special visit today of the namesake for the Ham School of Engineering, where we're broadcasting live from today, Harold Ham, who's written a book called Game Changer, Our 50-Year Mission to Secure America's Energy Independence. Does energy independence in America matter? Do you care? What would be different if we returned to American energy independence like we had under President Donald Trump? What was the price of gas when Trump left office again? A dollar 79, 97, I can't remember.
Bucks.
It was in a buck. It was lower than $2 when he left office or on election day. I forget which one they quantified with, but now you're happy when it goes to 350. Very interesting. Anyway, on the program today, we will talk with, as I mentioned, Harold Ham, and a little bit about this book. He's going to be doing a fireside chat with Senator Kevin Cramer for the students here at the University of Mary. Some may not remember, but Senator Cramer actually worked for the University of Mary at one time in their development office. And so he has a special affection for the University of Mary. In fact, the Idea Lab, I think they call it, right outside where we're broadcasting from here today, is the Kevin Cramer Idea Lab at the University of Mary. Kind of a neat touch.
Nice.
Yeah.
$2.38, by the way. $2.38 a gallon. Week of January 19th, 2021.
Okay, but I think on election day it was under $2.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, it was under $2.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
But when he left office, it was.
But still, look at it.
Yeah, yep.
And now I heard on the news, we're celebrating oil. The average may dip to 350.
Oh, yay.
Means, yeah.
And, thank you, sir. May I have another?
I filled up. I filled up in PetroServe USA in Ada last night on my way home.
Stop at Main Street Pizza?
From that purse service I was at, I did not. I had pizza.
Oh.
I had a little hot stuff pizza at PetroServe USA. But I saw one of the famous "I did that" stickers was on the pump at the PetroServe USA. Took a picture of it. It's on Facebook now, so if you don't believe me, you can check that out. Also, Dr. Peter McCullough will be here at the bottom of the hour. COVID protocols are coming back. By the way, I talked to my 92-year-old aunt last night. It was her birthday. Called her on her birthday. Now, I have my mom was one of 15 kids, so I have literally bushels of cousins, right? And one of my other cousins called me and said, hey, you're going to call Sister Janet today, aren't you? It's her birthday. I said, yeah, I am. I'm going to do it on the drive back. He said, well, funny story. He said, I called her and said, happy birthday. Her name is Sister Janet. She's a nun with the Benedictines, and she is 92 years of age, and so my cousin Dennis calls her and says, Sister Janet, it's your favorite nephew calling. And she said, oh, no, you're going to do this to me? I said, yeah, it's your favorite nephew. You know who it is. She said, "Is this Scott?" So he had to call me and tell me I'd better call if I was on the number one list. So anyway, yeah. So that was kind of cute yesterday. Anyway, I was going to tell you, at 92, she has COVID. And where she lives in it's assisted living for nuns. And, for her particular order. And about five of them have it, so they're quarantining right now. I said, "How do you feel?" 92 with COVID, folks. Okay? And, she said, "A little bit of sniffles, cough once in a while, but feel fine. 92 years of age."
There you go.
Yeah.
Good living.
Exactly right. So, we'll talk with Dr. Peter McCullough about the latest fear. What do you call it? You have a special word for it. Fear. I don't remember the word, but yeah, it's fear, and yeah. it's on purpose. So we're going to talk about that today. Two stories. Pardon me.
Fear mongering.
Yeah, that could maybe work. Yeah, that could maybe work. Let's see here. I have a couple stories I want to talk about. One is Hillary Clinton in an interview with Christiane Amanpour, which, by the way, if you think Christiane Amanpour is a journalist, everybody dotes over her like she's some kind of worldly, international journalist. She does this puff piece interview with Hillary Clinton she's cheering along with, and that's what they call journalism. But listen to what Hillary had to say, and I want your reaction to this.
Hang on 1 second. The boss man was just texting us. All right, here she is.
Those MAGA extremists take their marching orders from Donald Trump, who has no credibility left by any measure. He's only in it for himself. He's now defending himself in civil actions and criminal actions. And when do they break with him? You know, because at some point, you know, maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members, but something needs to happen. And how do you...
Yeah. How dare you want accountability in government, you deplorable you.
Did you hear what she said?
You MAGA person.
Maybe they need deprogramming of the cult?
Yeah. Yeah.
This from the Basket the of Deplorables.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
as evil as it gets, she is evil walking.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know, Republicans sometimes, by folks in the mushy middle, are seen as, you know, too rough and tumble. The Democrats are, you know, bleeding heart liberals. They just care for people and just want, you know, distribution of wealth and such, right?
Yeah.
If you can't listen to that woman talk about political opponents as being in a cult that needs deprogramming and not see something that is absolutely vile, I mean, pray for this woman. Pray for this woman.
Well, and read Saul Alinsky, and you'll learn all about what she's about.
Yeah, well, you better pray for her salvation then, because I tell you what, you're not going to be a disciple of Saul Alinsky and end up in a very favorable place when your life on earth is done. You know,
exactly.
I'll just leave it at that. It's just despicable. Now here's a bit of commentary that I would like to add to this, and you can tell me if you think I'm wrong. 701-271-1100. If you're in the cult and need deprogramming, call. We'll do a little therapy for you. But if you are in agreement with Hillary, as I would venture to say, Kevin, a fair amount of Republicans would be.
Yeah.
They see Donald Trump and the Make America Great Again movement. Again, MAGA. They love saying MAGA like it's some kind of bad thing. Yeah, count me in. I want to make America great again. This is not the America that my grandfather and grandmother lived in.
You know what we have to talk about too? Clearly, it's not. We have to talk about the word "great" and what does "great" mean, and what does what does a job well done mean, and who are you talking to about it? Now, if you ask Biden in that ilk, a win, you know, their greatness comes with, you know, abortion up to birth, trans rights everywhere, climate. You know, those are all, in their opinion, they think that's what will make us great. Continued racial division, playing on race, identity politics. We, on the other hand, think, you know, a sound financial house, a smaller government, a secure country, freedoms that no one else has, etc. That's, you know, so what's your definition of great if you want to, you know, go with American greatness? You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying, and everything you just listed is exactly what Donald Trump said he would do as president.
Exactly.
And did as president.
And have since 1776.
All while fighting a enormous swamp and bureaucracy, and accomplished what he did. And by the way, was a rich guy, a famous guy. Everybody loved him. He's on TV. He's doing The Apprentice. You're fired. And really had no need to subject himself to what he now is going through. Simply because he decided to be president of the United States and was elected by the American people, now this man is under attack, literally wanting to lock him up and calling his supporters cult members that need to be deprogrammed. Boy, I tell you, wake
good
up.
Luck with that, Hill.
Monday on the program, we have Mark Levin on. And Mark has written the book, Why the Democratic Party Hates America. And when you hear things like Hillary Clinton saying what she said, it's hard to argue with what he's espousing in this book, sadly. More after this, son. What's on your mind?
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Past the hour, I took the Yellow Brick Road all the way to Bismarck, University of Mary today, and we're going to go up a little further west and to the north, and Watford City is where Steve Hallstrom is at. One of our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind is Elite Cabinet and Building Supply, and the Watford City's new lumber yard is open, the grand opening today, and Steve is there. How's it looking, Steve? Hang on a second, I'm not hearing Steve, Daniel.
I'm having weird weird tech stuff today. It's like the internet's glitching or something.
Is that right? Oh. All right. Yes. Steve Hallstrom, are you there?
Yeah, sure am. Can you hear me, guys?
Loud and clear now. We got you. Yep.
Okay, we're good?
We're good.
Okay, awesome. I didn't hear you guys for a second. Yeah, so I'm hanging out here with Josh Anderson. He is the owner at Lee Cabinets and Building Supply. Josh, every time I come by, there's a few more cars out in the parking lot. You guys have been open for a little more than a month. How's it going up here?
Pretty good. Lots of foot traffic. It's been a busy morning already, so it's kind of what we want to do, get the word out, and just so everybody sees what we have, and that this kind of a new place in town that everybody's been wanting for quite a while, so hopefully we can get things going and keep everybody happy.
Yeah, well, you're selling just about anything and everything here. You've got the building materials, the lumber, the concrete, all the stuff you need to do that whole project from beginning to end, whether it's a pole barn or a shed or just a little hut out in the backyard. Aisles full of Milwaukee tools. You got the countertops, the kitchen cabinets, and everything. What are you selling most of these days?
Well, we're kind of we've been doing a lot of building packages. That's good because I think the lumber and the drywall insulation's been a shortage around here. Everybody has to drive an hour to get things, so that's kind of nice to hopefully do a one-stop shop. That's kind of what we're hoping to do, and that way in the future, everybody knows about it, and we can keep bringing people in.
Yeah, I know you've got some customers too that have even come down from Williston, where they've got Home Depot and Menards, and so you're building a pretty good regional reputation. People are coming here, I understand, because they like the selection, they like the service.
Yeah, I think, you know, as long as we can keep up with the service, make callbacks, you know, and just keep in touch with people, that's a big thing. You know, everybody wants to talk, you know, to one-on-one and help them out, and that's huge versus, you know, just whether it's online ordering something or just, it doesn't matter what it is, but if we can help them out, we'll keep them going and try to figure things out.
Well, you guys have a great day here with the open house, kind of the big grand opening celebration. It's so much fun to see what you're doing here, and the community is really rallying around it. So have a great day here and all the best.
You bet. Thanks a lot. And thanks to the community, too.
Yeah, they've been great here. Scotty, it's a party up here, no doubt about it. We've got the goodies. We got the pop, the coffee, the baked goods as well, and a whole bunch of helpful, friendly people to get you taken care of no matter how big or small your project is. So stop in and see them. They're just east of downtown on 23 here in Watford City. Elite Cabinets and Building Supply.
Good to see you. Congrats to everybody there. I've been to the store. It's fantastic. So folks take it in. The new lumber yard in Watford City. And, you know, there's a city that is the economic engine of North Dakota. Fastest growing county in America. Largest oil producing county in America. And we're talking about a new lumber yard. I mean, they just find a way. They find a way. So now lumber yards, grocery stores. I mean, all of the things that we take for granted, you know, living in the eastern end of the state. They have there, and it's a great new addition, so pretty excited about it. Lots of text about Hillary here. The story about Hillary would be funny, says one listener, if the story about the FBI going after MAGA during the 2024 election cycle wasn't true.
Yeah, yeah.
Texter says, we are in a time where the wheat's going to be separated from the chaff. Love that line. What does that mean to you, separating the wheat from the chaff?
Well, getting the getting the corn off the cob. Pick your, you know what I mean? Pick your analogy.
The chaff is
get to the meat of the idea.
Blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
Yeah. The wheat is feeding people. Yeah. Scott, Kevin, we all talk about politicians in D.C. and how everything's going south with our government. There is one good thing that comes out of D.C., a lot of hot air. Good commodity for us cold climate dwellers. Take care this weekend. They have enough to sell, and I bet it would outlast the 900-year supply of economically recoverable coal you talk about. I love it. Another listener, speaking of energy, those two big pinwheels north of Moorhead haven't turned one bit in the last week during all of these nice winds we're having. So much for wind power. What in the world? If they don't spin with that wind, I drove Minnesota wind last night. It has been windy.
Oh, yeah.
You should check that out. Super producer Chris, would you check with Moorhead Public Service and find out? I forget. I believe those are the cities of Moorhead's. They own the towers there. But it could be a utility, too. I'm not sure. But maybe check out if they're inoperable or something, or not working because of their solicitor's right. Wow, unbelievable. Listener says, to answer your question about Trump, why you can't understand why they hate him, just one assessment. Because President Trump puts you, the people, in the room. He's not owned by the special interests, lobbyists, or donors. And that's the way it's supposed to be. But sadly, too many Republicans don't vote the way their constituents want, and the people are upset about that. So it's not complicated, which is why we, the people, pressured our politicians to vote for McCarthy. Vote him out, rather. Well-deserved. He did not put the people first, did not keep his promises, and the people have had it with their elected politicians who work for the people, not their lobbyists or special groups like Matt Gaetz, said on the floor when the Republicans booed him. It's absolutely true. Now the people will start to hold their representatives accountable more, as they should. All right? Another listener says, I'd rather have the MAGA group take their so-called marching orders from Donald Trump than the Department of Justice and current fake presidents taking marching orders from Hillary Clinton or Obama. True.
Yep.
Another listener says, does any young person even know who Hillary is? Depends on how young you're talking, but, you know.
She thinks they do.
Yeah. She was the 2016 nominee for President of the United States by the Democratic Party. Another listener says, I'm not a disciple of Trump, but I wholly support Donald Trump because he's the president. I have been looking for many years now. He just happens to espouse my ideals. I have thought this way along with so many millions of others for many years before Donald Trump even considered being president. That's a good point. Donald Trump really got in front of a movement, got in front of the parade, and became the voice of a movement. But there's been people that think that way and wanted, you know, lower taxes and American energy dominance and, you know, the military not to be woke and, you know, not to be involved in every war that we had to be in. A lot of the issues. You're absolutely right. That's very true. Appreciate that. 27 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. One other story I just want to get out here before we have Dr. McCullough join us next. This is really hard to believe, but it took a judge to right-size the common sense of this thing. Have you heard the story about the schools that are requiring that you cannot say anything about someone's gender identity or you could end up, I don't know, getting a fine, getting a jail. I'm not even sure what the penalty is here. A court said you can't ban merely offensive speech based on gender identity. It doesn't trump the Constitution, the First Amendment. Think about that. That had to go to a court of law. A court had to say schools cannot ban merely offensive speech on gender identity.
A young lady wants to take issue with that here.
Trans
with
students
you.
On this campus who actively feel victimized by your presence here today.
Yeah, they actively feel victimized by your presence here today, Scott. So
by your presence, even.
Actively feel victimized. Victimized just because you're here.
At Summit Carbon Solutions, the safety of landowners, communities, and workers is our top priority. Here are some of the safety steps we're following on our new carbon capture and storage project. Summit Carbon Solutions will use top-rated materials, including American-made steel. We'll go beyond U.S. Department of Transportation regulations. The pipeline will be buried at least 4 feet deep instead of the required 3. 100% of welds will be X-rayed instead of 10%. We'll deploy real-time leak detection and in-person monitoring 24/7, 365 days a year. This will be the safest pipeline ever built in the U.S. Pipelines are the safest mode of transportation, and the 5,300 miles of CO2 pipelines in service today are the safest of all pipelines. In fact, there has never been a fatality from a CO2 pipeline. This project will drive job growth across the Midwest and boost the ethanol and ag industries that are critical to the U.S. economy. Learn more at summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is waiving federal laws to allow border wall construction in Texas in an about-face, claiming for years the U.S.-Mexico border is secure. The Department of Homeland Security announced wall construction in South Texas due to high illegal entry. The move comes as a surge of migrants is straining federal and local resources, with millions of illegal immigrants infiltrating the United States under President Biden's watch. The Draconids meteor shower will be starting up tonight and peaking on Sunday and Monday nights. Good news, the moon will be in its new moon phase, so the skies will be darker. Originating from the Draco constellation, the Draconids have on occasion given birth to meteor storms, showering the night with tens of thousands of streaks across the sky. However, such a spectacular event has not occurred since 1946. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Take it, Daniel.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by PetroServe USA today. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Sound good for a Friday? We made a little stop for breakfast this morning in Valley City. Exit 292, PetroServe USA, always good. Stuffed peppers in Harwood today, beef and mac or southern chicken bowl, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. 12th Avenue and I-29, barbecue pulled pork sandwich. NP Avenue, beef stroganoff. Glendon, cheeseburger mac, meatballs in Euland, Swedish meatballs on 45th, and pulled pork sandwiches in Castleton at that beautiful new location. They're growing at PetroServe USA. You just tell them Scott Tess sent you. Play me more of that Candace Owens clip before we get to Dr. McCullough here.
Okay, so she's at a TP USA, Turning Point USA event. They, of course, taking questions from the audience, and this happened.
Trans students on this campus who actively feel victimized by your presence here today. Additionally, you just pointed out that this man detransitioned, but earlier in your speech...
Guys, I want to hear her. Go ahead. What do I have to say? Just the question, please. No speech. What is the question?
What do you have to say to the trans students on this campus who feel actively victimized by your presence here?
Life's tough. Get a helmet, man. I'm too pregnant for this.
Oh, my. Drop the mic. Life's tough. Get a helmet. I'm too pregnant for this. Oh,
but listen to that first 7 seconds.
Trans students on this campus who actively feel victimized by your presence here today.
I wonder what it means to be actively.
Actively victimized by just someone being at somewhere. How about you just go see a movie, go read a book, go do something else. Don't feel victimized.
This is the world we're living in.
It is.
I'm telling you, God is weeping. This is not America's finest hour. I mean, literally, when a school district in Iowa says, we have a policy and you will be suspended or expelled, for intentional and or persistent refusal to respect a peer's gender identity. And a court, 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, had to put out an injunction against that. It's unbelievable. Without any further ado, our friend, Dr. Peter McCullough, back with us on What's On Your Mind. Dr. McCullough, how you been?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you back. We are, quick story, first of all. I told this earlier in the program, but my 92-year-old aunt had a birthday yesterday. She is a sister in the Benedictine Order. And Sister Janet, her name, I called her yesterday, wished her happy birthday. She said, I have COVID. I said, oh, no kidding. She said, yeah, a few of the other sisters do, too, so we're on lockdown. I said, well, how do you feel? She said, all I have is the sniffles, 92 years of age.
You know, the key thing is to understand that most people have already been through the illness. I bet she's already had it before. And these second and third episodes are very mild, a drippy nose, no fever, no pulmonary involvement. My mom just got through this in independent living. We used the virucidal nasal sprays, gargles, some over-the-counter supplements, no prescription drugs needed, and they get through the illness just fine.
Wow. Yet, we are seeing a growing amount of COVID protocols and talks of mask mandates returning. Why?
They're unnecessary. I think they're just fear-driven exercises without any evidence base. Masks have been thoroughly studied. They don't work. And even the CDC says the only time to wear a mask is when doctors and nurses are in respiratory isolation with patients in the hospital. Otherwise, the mask should not be worn. It doesn't provide any aid to people. And, in fact, it probably hurts in many ways.
You may remember in your trip to Fargo last year, or was that earlier this year? I can't even remember when you were here, but it was an enjoyable event for sure. We have a growing metropolitan area, and so there's two school districts, two big school districts. Fargo's one and West Fargo's another. My favorite mask study of all was mandatory mask wearing in Fargo school districts, completely woke. Pediatrician on the school board thinks she's the pediatrician for the world, and, you know, you must and you will, and all these edicts. And the West Fargo public school system has, at the time, nearly identical students. They actually have 1,000 more now. But they had a voluntary mask mandate, and it was totally up to you, so I guess it wasn't a mandate. And West Fargo, where very, very few people were taking advantage of the fact that you could wear a mask if you wanted to, had lower instances of COVID. So case closed in Fargo and West Fargo, right there, right? Yeah.
Good study. You know, in Dallas, in the first year of the pandemic, the private schools stayed open, and the Dallas Independent School District closed, and the kids in the public schools lost a whole year of education. Do you know there were no outbreaks? There were no major differences. You know, outside of the kids in private school continued to get their education while the kids in public school were denied. So we've learned that lockdowns, masking, all the public health measures actually caused harm and didn't help anybody.
What would you say are the top three things we've learned since we first heard the word COVID-19? What do we know now that we didn't through that whole very dark period in America?
We learned that only the very elderly and those infirm with multiple medical illnesses are at risk. The rest of the population essentially wasn't at risk. And for that reason, we should have only taken special measures for our seniors and people who are extremely vulnerable. That's the first point. Second point is we learned that it's a treatable illness. The most important treatment is virucidal nasal sprays and gargles. Very important. Everybody should have a very dilute iodine or dilute xylitol, colloidal silver, or some mixture of those, a spray. And as soon as they begin to get sick, start to use the nasal spray, gargle with scope or Listerine, a drop of iodine in there is fine. This is the single most important thing I've learned. I've just gotten through a cold myself. I've used basically a day as opposed to a two-week experience. This has been such a huge advance. We use other drugs to treat the illness. We should never have a high-risk patient who takes no treatment. It's just too risky with this or the next pandemic virus. The third point is vaccines don't stop pandemics. They don't have any role in pandemics. And here, the COVID vaccines, which are genetic vaccines, have been a disaster. They've led to record injuries, disabilities, and deaths. The COVID vaccines should not be taken by anyone. They're not safe for anyone. I've called in the U.S. Senate, the European Parliament, multiple occasions now, pull the vaccines off the market.
Have you been vindicated in that view with people that previously had their heels dug in and said, you know, it was necessary?
Clearly well-supported. The World Council for Health, a factual, evidence-based, consensus-driven organization calling for all COVID vaccines to come off the market, as well as the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. We've had calls in the UK Parliament, U.S. Senate, European Parliament. I'll be testifying in the Israeli equivalent of the Parliament on Sunday. So all over the world, people are saying get the vaccines off the market.
Is there enough data that you're talking about there so that doctors, when asked by, you know, their patients, should I take the COVID vaccine, need to do informed consent?
Clearly informed consent needed. Patients need to know they can lose their life with the vaccines. Our CDC has recorded over 18,000 Americans who've died with the vaccine. And sadly, 1,100 of them die on the same day they take the shot. They need to know this, that the shot can be lethal. And this is grossly underreported. This probably 30-fold underreported. That means we're coming up on about 600,000 Americans who died after the vaccine. A paper from Canada just released by Dr. Dennis Rancourt shows worldwide it could be as much as 17 million people have lost their lives with the vaccine. People need to know they're potentially fatal.
And doctors have a duty to do this. Patients really have the right to informed consent, right? That's basic common sense in medicine, isn't it?
Yeah, it's basic common sense. When death is a side effect, people need to be warned. As a doctor, I've never recommended these vaccines. You know, I took a Hippocratic oath that said, above all else, do no harm. I think it's shocking other doctors have not honored their Hippocratic oath.
You mentioned a few studies there. If there's patients that are listening that are going to face this choice at some point, what studies should the doctors read so they're aware of the risks? How do you educate
them? The best report patients can show their doctor is the World Council for Health. So go to worldcouncilforhealth.org and download the pharmacovigilance report. That outlines every safety database in the world, all the published studies. It's clear the vaccines aren't safe for human use, and it's all in that report.
What do you do if you were swept up in the craze and early on were vaccinated? I mean, is there a period where you're at risk? Does that risk lessen over time? I know you've got a protocol that you help people use if they end up having some side effects from the vaccine. But what do you do? Should you worry about it if you had it and you've had no side effects?
The first point is to note whether or not the arm was sore. Those who don't even have a sore arm and have no side effects, it looks like they're scot-free. They never will develop side effects. That's about a third of people. Two-thirds of people had a sore arm and not much else. That means they got some of the spike protein in their body. Then about 4.2% of people, it's catastrophic. They're loaded with spike protein, heart damage, blood clots, you name it. So I think it starts out with how people felt with the shots. Anybody who's had some side effects, I think it's reasonable to do what's called base spike detoxification. We've published this now. It's in the peer-reviewed literature of the Journal for American Physicians and Surgeons. It's on the European Commission preprint server. Nattokinase is a natural supplement, 2,000 units twice a day. Bromelain, another natural product, 500 milligrams a day. And curcumin, 500 milligrams twice a day. All available as over-the-counter supplements in capsule format. They're safe. They are a mild blood-thinning regimen. These doses are low. We certainly can go higher on the dose, but people need to understand that they should undergo detoxification. The body is being loaded with this Wuhan spike protein. It's the protein devised in the Chinese biosecurity lab. It's not broken down by human enzymes, and it causes damage, disease, and death.
And you're saying that detoxification should happen only if you had the sore arm or side effects, or are you saying everybody that had it should do this?
You know, people who are very cautious, everybody would do it. I think it really should be side effect driven. So if there were any side effects initially, it means to me, based on the data, they actually got a meaningful dose of the product. Probably this great variation in how much messenger RNA is in each shot. None of the companies have provided an inspection report on, what is the quantity, the quality, and the purity. But if there's been any side effect at all, I think you should undergo detoxification, minimum of 3 months. People with symptoms probably need closer to 12 months, but they will progressively get better. Now, doctors like myself who are dealing with this, we prescribe other medications depending on what the clinical profile is. But base spike detoxification, everybody can do this. The best-in-class nattokinase is by a company called The Wellness Company, TWC.Health. And I advise that company as a chief scientific officer. That's a very, very popular product, two capsules twice a day.
The world-renowned Dr. Peter McCullough with us on What's On Your Mind. Stay right there, Dr. McCullough. We'll wrap up our conversation after a short break. And I want to ask about, again, on the detoxification. I know a lot of people have long COVID, they call it, or kind of that brain fog. There's also people that have lost their taste and had effects like that. Is that an example of the side effects that would put them in the category you think should have detoxification? When we come back on What's On Your Mind, don't go away.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. because you were made for more.
Have I got a deal for you. All month long at PetroServe USA, buy a coffee mug, get $2 off, and you'll have free coffee for the life of the mug. Unbelievable deal. Motor oil, regularly $29.99, $19 for 15W40 gallons. Quarts are $6, regular $8.99. Check mix are 99 cents. Cake size candy bars $1.39. And Pop Tarts for 59 cents. Those deals and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. PetroServe
USA. Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming October auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Clay and Wilkin Counties, 750 acres of crop and pasture land in Rolette County, 1,500 acres in Botno County, 1,000 acres in Ward and McHenry Counties, and thousands of acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Slope, Golden Valley, Billings, Stark, Bowman, and Hedinger Counties in North Dakota at Piper's annual Western North Dakota Land Auction event. View all land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hey, our friends at the University of Mary are helping stem the national nursing shortage. They have a top-ranked nursing program, just launched its new tuition-free nursing academy. These talented students are receiving nursing education at second to none, strong formation in bioethics, and get this, they go on an all-expense-paid pilgrimage to Rome and Lourdes. And like I mentioned, it's all tuition-free. Applications are now open for next year's 2024 fall semester, so don't miss out on a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Find out more at umary.edu/nursingacademy. umary.edu/nursingacademy. We're live at the University of Mary today on What's on Your Mind. Harold Hamm's going to join us next hour. Senator Kevin Cramer as well. Harold Hamm visiting the University of Mary and his namesake, Hamm School of Engineering, to meet with students today. So we're looking forward to being part of this. 10 before the hour, we continue with the world-renowned Dr. Peter McCullough. Been a true joy getting to know him all through the COVID scare tactics and getting some facts and even having him come to Fargo and speaking to a packed Avalon
event center, and he's coming back in December. We can tell you that. We'll give more details soon, but we're looking forward to having him back in Fargo. Couple of questions from the audience here. Can you ask the doctor what type of nasal spray he recommends? Is there a particular product?
I think the best-in-class product when you're acutely sick out there is Cofix RX. Cofix RX. Now, I think the company makes it pretty strong. So when I get Cofix RX, I open the bottle, and then I fill the rest up with water to dilute it down. An iodine spray should never stink. Nothing should sting up in the nose. If it stings, it's just too strong. It needs to be very dilute. Or you can just take some salt water yourself and put a couple drops of iodine. I think the best in class for more chronic use, people, you know, exposed to COVID every day, would be Clear, X-L-E-A-R, and that's a xylitol-based product. And again, can open it up, make sure it's dilute, put a drop of iodine in it. But everybody should have a nasal spray. I just got through a cold, nasal spray every 4 hours, and it makes colds so easy now to get through as opposed to being sick for a couple weeks.
And by the way, a lot of this information is at drpetermcculloughmd.com. Just a wealth of information, including on the detoxification, right?
Right. PeterMcCulloughMD.com. That'll show you the protocols. That'll take you everywhere to my social media, my podcast, and elsewhere.
DrPeterMcCulloughMD.com. Before the break, I asked you, you know, people have lost their taste or smell. I know people that still, you know, had it 2 years ago and still don't have taste or smell back. And there's also something called long COVID that I know a lot of our listeners have had dealings with and actually have had some relief from hyperbaric oxygen treatment. But would you put anybody that's had those kind of symptoms in the camp that should do the detoxification?
Yes, I'm doing this in my practice. Patients are reporting they're getting better. It takes many months before they get better. I gave a symposium speech up in Alexandria, Minnesota, and somebody came up to me and said, Dr. McCullough, I couldn't smell or taste for 2 years, and I started the detoxification protocol featuring natokinase, and it was about 3 months, and she goes, my smell is back, which is absolutely wonderful because people are getting better. It just takes time. They've got to stick with it. Natokinase, bromelain, and curcumin. Go to PeterMcCulloughMD.com. It'll show you how to do it.
And by the way, on the nasal sprays, somebody said, are those over-the-counter, Cofix RX and Clear XL?
Yeah, Cofix RX, Clear, Betadine, they're all over-the-counter. But honestly, you know, a little bottle of iodine costs maybe $5, and you can just make it yourself if you have a spray bottle. So either way, I tend to get a lot of samples of the brand names, and I use them, but I would have no problem making my own.
Do you have enough data now to say that anybody that was forced to take the vaccine, like in the military, like pilots, that they should pursue legal action?
You know, recent announcement, libertycouncil.net, they prevailed against Lloyd Austin and the Department of Defense, and they got a stay on the further vaccination. Ultimately, vaccination went away. Now the military has to pay Liberty Counsel for their legal fees, if that's any implication. But does it make it better for the soldiers who lost their job and back pay? We're still fighting for that. I think they all have a case now. Look at libertycouncil.net for that decision, and I think that's probably the lead firm to work with on these cases. I served as a pro bono expert for them and prevailed. So we're a good team together.
Are you winning the battle when you look at booster rates, for instance, compared to the first vaccine? And all we hear from the government and a lot of healthcare institutions is booster, booster, booster. Are people taking that advice?
No, they're not. AP reported yesterday the rate of booster uptake, 1.3%. Nobody wants these boosters. You know, Greg Abbott in Texas called an emergency session to finally ban every single mandate in the state because Baylor College of Medicine fired up the mandates again, forcing the vaccine on medical students and nurses.
That's an astonishing number, only 1.4% of people taking the booster shot. I would say that's worth a victory lap for you and others that have raised concerns. I mean, that says people are getting information and making an informed decision, right?
They are. It means independent media like yours is making a big impact. You know, word of mouth is, Rasmussen's survey last winter showed one in four Americans know somebody who's died of the vaccine. You mentioned at the break, you know, multiple people have died of the vaccine. We're seeing this in our family, in our Bible study, our church groups, our schools. We are seeing people die after the vaccine. If there's an unexpected death, and they've taken the vaccine. It is the vaccine until proven otherwise. That's been shown in a major autopsy paper that I've published on this situation. Everybody, again, it's a brand new genetic vaccine with lethal consequences. We should assume it's the vaccine.
Wow. Dr. McCullough, you're a national treasure. We appreciate you very much, and look forward to having you in back in North Dakota in January, or December, rather, and thanks for the chat today. We appreciate it.
See you soon.
Senator Kevin Cramer, when we return from the University of Mary, on What's on Your Mind?
From Field to Fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For 10% off your order,